Welcome to the Science Podcast. It's February 19th, 2012. I'm Sarah Crespi. This is a special broadcast from the AAAS meeting in Vancouver, British Columbia. You might be listening to this podcast on your smartphone, but you could be doing so much more with it, like counting your red blood cells. I spoke with Aydouan Erjan about new technologies that adapt cell phones for public health and about tapping into a growing telemedicine network in the developing world.
We are working on photonics-based technologies that are going to be creating smart micro devices that could attach to the cell phones, for instance, to convert them into microscopes, flow cytometers, so that we can bring in more advanced tools, technologies to even remote locations to, for instance, combat infectious diseases like HIV, malaria, or TB. Our core is engineering. We are a photonics research lab and specializing actually a lens-free computational microscopy. So we try to bring in computation to simplify the optical imaging architecture and at the same time make it high throughput, higher resolution, a larger field of view, larger depth of view, so that improve the performance of the imaging platform while at the same time making it extremely cost-effective, compact, and lightweight. But we take these advanced technologies to global health applications, especially diagnosis of disease and monitoring of health.
Can you describe to me what this add-on for a cell phone your group has created in its platform, Lucas?
So the Lucas platform is a lens-free computational microscope which converts an existing cell phone into a microscope or a flow cytometer for looking at bodily fluids or a blood smear or diagnosing disease. And the idea is to get rid of the bulky optical components that you normally find in an objective lens design as well as in a microscope design and bring in computation to simplify the optical imaging architecture so that at the back of your cell phone with maybe 30 grams, 40 grams of attachments, this entire cell phone can work as a microscope through the help of computation.
So how can you replace the lens that we normally see in microscopes?
Essentially, because we don't have the lenses that you normally find in an objective lens assembly or a microscope assembly, we don't have the ability to directly see these micron-scale features of specimens. So at the scale of a 1/1,000,000th of a meter, we can't see it without the use of lenses directly. However, we see these specimens through their shadows. So what is quite different between a cell's shadow and your own shadow is we're opaque to light, and we cast a shadow that is not structured, it's like dull. But if you look at a cell's shadow, they're structured in the sense that they contain this fingerprint-like texture, which we use as a starting base to reconstruct from these holographic shadows the images of the specimen using computer algorithms, which essentially rely on optical principles of how light diffracts from objects and how it interferes with itself to create a hologram. And those holographic shadows can be processed extremely fast to create an image that looks exactly like the same image that you normally capture with a microscope, except without the microscope.
So you mentioned a couple kinds of diseases that this might be useful in combating. Can you describe how this would be used to diagnose malaria?
Malaria is a problem which there is a need for a good microscope, but there's also a need for a high-throughput microscope because malaria infects as a parasite only 1% typically of the red blood cells. So if you're looking at a blood smear, you'd be seeing red blood cells, but most of them will be fine, healthy, because only 1% of them will show the signature. That's why using a microscope, the pathologist is required to look at a lot of cells, like typically 1,000 or so, to be faithfully and statistically comfortably saying it's a negative. And that's where I think computational imaging, Lucas, running on the cell phone could be quite useful because it can look at already a couple of thousand cells and has the statistics for these large numbers that you can faithfully say it's a true negative or a true positive.
Is the software going to be able to pick out which cells may be infected and present those to the healthcare worker?
With this large field of view image we reconstruct, we can put markers to cells that we believe are potentially infected, so that the healthcare worker, rather than randomly searching for these 1% of the parasite signatures, they can have a better roadmap of where to start looking at this giant field of view, so that they can be more efficient when they diagnose the malaria parasites.
So you mentioned that this would be something that could be used cheaply and in remote areas. How would this be deployed to those spaces?
So the deployment of these microscopes will be for healthcare workers to use initially, so that if there is a hospital that, let's say, has put together mobile telemedicine units on a motorbike or a small van, these microscopes that are extremely compact and lightweight, they will be essentially going with these telemedicine units to different villages to quickly maybe diagnose some early stages of, you know, certain conditions, where they would literally normally take the blood sample, transport it back to a central lab and get it imaged there, and then the diagnosis is transmitted back. Rather than doing this entire transmission of images or essentially the blood back and forth, we can have these tools work locally at the hands of these healthcare workers.
And so a couple more questions about the phone. What kinds of phones would it work with? Is it all smartphones?
So this platform could work on any camera module. It could be a webcam. It could be a smartphone. It could be a regular phone that has a camera module. And in that respect, it's pretty platform independent, operating system or the cell phone independent. In terms of computation needs, we also like to do the computation on the cell phone. And for that regard, Android phones are great because of the flexibility that they provide us for hacking them and writing our own apps for processing purposes.
So Android phones are pretty expensive. Is this something that you would expect only healthcare workers to have in developing countries?
So for the developing world, I believe initially it will be deployed through the professional healthcare workers. The expense of the phone itself would be secondary, in the sense that there is already a huge effort to bring smartphones into telemedicine, especially in even the developing world. So there is already a large-scale effort trying to build a telemedicine network. What we envision is these computational microscopes to be integrated in the same telemedicine network. In that regard, there will be already some infrastructure in terms of some sort of phones deployed at the hands of these healthcare workers. In terms of the need for a high-end Android, we believe there's a lot of opportunities in terms of the prices going down for Android phones, because every year we manufacture around 2 billion cell phones. Every year, 2 billion new phones are coming. That's, of course, going to mean 3 years from now, my best Android phone will be very inexpensive. And more importantly, it can be free, because there are millions of phones that we dispose every day. So what happens to those recycled phones? They're mostly ending up in trash. But there are foundations and organizations which are trying to recycle these smartphones. And that's, I think, where we can, for especially global health, recycle these phones freely to make them work as microscopes, as smart diagnostic tools.
Great. So what are the next steps for your group in terms of this microscope, or maybe other add-ons for phones?
The next things that we are very excited after these initial results that we've established is the data that we generate with these new things that we are building is enormous. Imagine that we've scaled up the deployment of this thing. You would literally potentially increase the number of personal microscope users by several orders of magnitude. Consider, for instance, the fact that we have 5 billion cell phone subscribers in the world today. 70% of these are being used in developing parts of the world. So if you were to deploy this platform that we were developing, you'd be increasing the data amount at the microscale by several orders of magnitude from where it is right now. And that means you are in a position to uniquely understand the micro world much better than ever before because of the large data sets. And that's going to open up new challenges and new opportunities.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Pleasure, thanks.
Aydoğan Özcan was part of a symposium on anthropology and engineering at the AAAS meeting. Thank you for listening to the Science Podcast. I'm Sarah Crespi. Check back on iTunes, the RSS feed, or the Science site for more podcasts from the meeting.